This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. I recently had the privilege and joy of participating in the wedding of one of my grandsons. Among other things, they asked me to present what marriage is all about from God's perspective, or why are we having this marriage ceremony? As I thought and prayed about it, I realized that whatever I said, there was more to it than meets the eye. Let me explain. I started by going back to Genesis 1 and 2. God created man, fashioning him from the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being, or soul. Then he saw that man needed a suitable helper, or helpmate. God put Adam to sleep, took out one of his ribs, and created a woman from it. Both Adam and Eve were created in the image of God. They recognized they were a perfect fit. God affirmed this by declaring, "For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh." This represents the physical dimension of marriage. But there is more here. Remember, when God breathed into Adam's nostrils the breath of life, he became a living being or soul. Thus, when they became one flesh, I believe they became soulmates. There is a mysterious aspect to the marriage bond. God takes the marriage commitment seriously, and so should we. It is more than a marriage certificate or a marriage ceremony. God ordained the commitment of a man and a woman to result in a one flesh, one soul, permanent bond. If you'd like to review this message and others, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.